Okay, in these times, 229 at the bottom, 122 on top, in middle of Perek Mem Gimel, midway on the page. He says the first level of Yira, the lower level of fear, is enough to keep a person from not sinning. But Yira Ilah, a higher level of fear, what's called Yira Beishis, fear of shame, the Yira Pnimius, and a deeper level of awe and fear, which is from godliness that exists in the world. Aleho amru, concerning that level of fear, Chazal tell us, imein chachma en yira. The lower level of fear that the Rebbe explained at the beginning of this parak, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, imein yira, ein chachma. In order to come to a higher level of chachma, you need fear. But then the Mishnah says, imein chachma, you don't have Yira. That means Yira is a higher level. Okay, and then it says, Imein Chachma en Yira. That means for this level of fear, which is a super high level of fear, you need to have Chachma. What's Chachma? Chachma yikayachma, a power of nothingness, meaning complete bittul. V'chachma ma'ayin timotzei, like it says, Chacham comes from the level of ayin, which is a level of Yeshmi'ai, meaning higher than the world. Ve'izau chacham, then the Gemara also says, who is a chacham? Hareya sanela, one sees the future. The simple meaning of the Gemara says, in Talmud, that a person who's a chacham, in Pirkei Avot says, one who's willing to learn from everybody. But another Gemara in Talmud, which by the way is the same thing, the Gemara says, who is a chacham? Hareya sanela. Simply it means, simple meaning, one who sees the future. Meaning, they don't live for the now, they see the full picture. To give you a simple example, there's a food you like, but it doesn't agree with you. You get sick from it. So a fool will eat it, because right now I want to eat it, it tastes good. But then you're going to suffer for 2 days. So a chacham sees the outcome, it doesn't pay. You don't do something stupid, because in the long term, you're going to suffer from it. Right? So Chacham sees the outcome of everything. Here, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, Neilad doesn't mean the outcome. It means the power of Hashem, that's Neilad, that's giving existence to the world. It's giving birth to the world. It's the existence of the world. Meaning, the person's level of fear is the level of Chachma. What's the level of this chachma? That he sees and he understands that everything in the world is existing from Hashem. And therefore, if he realizes that everything is really existing from Hashem, how in the world can he have, so to speak, the chutzpah to go against Hashem? It's a much deeper level of fear than fear of punishment or fear that, you know, Hashem is watching me. This is an entirely deeper level of fear that the person understands that the whole existence of the world is Hashem. How can I rebel against him? And he explains. Shereya kol davar. What does it mean, Shereya sanelad? Shereya kol davar. He sees everything. Ech neilad v'nisava me'ayin liyash. The way everything was created from nothing. Bidvar Hashem v'ruach piv, he's part with the word and the spirit of Hashem. Like it says, ruach piv kol tzvam, the spirit of Hashem is the host and everything in it. V'il azeis, and therefore he sees it like this. Had Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam, then he realized heaven and earth and everything in it, v'teilim b'metzias mamet shabili non-existent. You know, the Alter Rebbe had said many times, when he looks at a wall, he doesn't see the beams. He sees the power of Hashem in the beams. Okay? Trust me, that doesn't mean the Alter Rebbe walked into the wall. The Alter Rebbe saw the wall. Right? Halachically, you need to have a wall. You have to carry it. Now, the Alter Rebbe saw the wall. But what did the Alter Rebbe see in the wall? He didn't see the physical wall. Yeah, he saw the physical wall. But what concept did he see in the wall? He saw this is God's power keeping in existence. So he says, if everything in the world is existing from Hashem, therefore, then the world is nothing. The ayin v'ef is mamish, and it's literally considered nothing. Kebitul ar v'ziv Hashemish, like the nullification of the ray in the sun, beguf Hashemish atzmi, in the sun itself. In other words, remember we discussed this in Shaykh Ramuna, Dalt Rebbe explains, there's the sun, and there's the rays of the sun. Correct? There's no question, Dalt Rebbe says, that if the rays could shine to earth, they definitely exist in the sun. Yet, in the sun, there are no rays. It's only sun. When do the rays begin to exist? When they leave the sun. In fact, there are many times in Chassidus, because of this, explains that the rays leaving the sun is a form of yesh miayin, something from nothing. In the sun, it's only the sun. When do they become something? When they leave the sun. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe explains in Shei Yichud V'Emunah at great length this point that he's saying in one line. So Hashem created the world with words. Hashem spoke and it became. So what is speech? It's a ray. It's a revelation. We learned already many times. The concept of speech is what I think you don't know, you can't see. If I want to reveal it to you, I have to say it. So what does speech do? Speech is revealing, it's nothing new. What you think is what you speak. But what I think is hidden, and what I speak is revealed. So what is speech? Speech, in essence, is the ray of my intellect and my emotions. I have an emotion of love, fear, no matter what it is. When I want to reveal it, that's called the ray. So speech is the ray that reveals it. So, when Hashem created the world with speech, so therefore, what is it teaching us? That it's very minimal, and it's only speech, it's external air coming out. Yeah, unlike the Neshama Hashem blue that you feel your whole insides are coming out, that this is limited revelation. But then the Alter Rebbe continues. But there's a difference. When a person speaks, the words leave us. Right? No, there's a famous expression. Before you speak, you control your words. After you speak, the words control you. Okay? Once you say it, it's said. Why? Because where the speech is going to is not where you are. But before I speak, the speech never left me, correct? Because Hashem is all over, there's no such thing as speech leaving Hashem. Because Hashem's all over, where did it go to? So therefore, what is creation? It's the rays of the sun that's in the sun. So what is this higher level of Yira feel? And realize the 1 minute. This world is created by the power of Hashem. This power of Hashem never left Hashem. So in essence, what is the world? Hashem. Yeah? That is above and beyond the level of fear that stops me from doing Averis. I stop doing Averis because Hashem is watching over me. That's a level of lower fear, like you said before. A higher level of fear is not doing Averis because Hashem is watching me. I'm not doing Averis because the world is Hashem. How could you go against Hashem in what he's doing? It's a much deeper level of fear. That fear comes in the level of Chochmah. So in Ein Yira Ein Chochmah, meaning there's a lower level of fear, but it brings you to the level of Chochmah. But then there's a level of Chochmah, Imein Chochmah and Yira, it's going to bring you to a higher level of fear. What is the higher level of fear that Chochmah brings to you? That you see the future and you realize that there's nothing but Hashem. And therefore, the person goes further. A person cannot regard himself as an exception to this concept. That the whole world is God but not me. Because the person's body, which was created from Hashem's speech, let us make man, a completely bottle. B'dvar Hashem, in the word of Hashem, v'dibori yizbarich miyuchid b'machshavti, which is, like you said before, in Perakhov and Chofalov, it's one thing with Hashem, barichus, okay, b'derich moshul minefesh adam, and as he gave the analogy before in Perakhov and Chofalov, shedibur echo midibori, u'machshavti, the one word of a person's speech is nothing compared to the essence of the person. Remember in Perakhov we learned, the power of speech that we have is infinite. It doesn't, we learned. You live 120 years. 120 years, X amount of seconds. It takes a second to say a word. So you have, practically speaking, you can only speak X amount of words. But the power of speech is infinite. Right? It can just speak infinite. So one word of that I speak, compared to my power of speech, is completely nothing. How much more nothing it is it compared to my power of thought, which is even higher than speech? How much more so is it nothing compared to my midas, my emotions? How much more nothing is it compared to my intellect? How much more nothing is it compared to my willpower? How much more nothing is it compared to my essence? So therefore, a person realizes one word compared to my essence is nothing. If the whole universe is one word from Hashem's mouth, and a person realizes that this world is really non-existent, the only thing that really exists is Hashem. And if the only thing that exists is Hashem, that's a much, 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 much greater level of fear. Similar, I was learning this morning with the guys in the Kutta Torah, the Rebbe says that it's connected to this very strongly. The neshama, there's a famous question, why does the neshama come down into the body? It's in Gan Eden, bliss, where does it come down? Okay, and it's all over Chassidus, the same point, but different ways. Here Al Rebbe says, the purpose of the neshama in Gan Eden, the neshama is like a tzaddik. It comes out into the world to become a Baal Tshuva. Okay, which is greater than a tzaddik. So Al Rebbe says there's three levels of tshuva. There's sumera, asei taiv, and then there's a high level of tshuva. Okay? Sumera basic means I don't commit any crimes. Asei taiv means I make sure to do all the good deeds. Okay, but now I'm a perfect Jew. Yeah, I don't sin, I only do good. So Al Rebbe says, what's the third level of tshuva? And Al Rebbe explains what he's saying really here. It's a level of tshuva, the concept of returning. To understand that Hashem is so super great, infinitely greater than Torah and Mitzvahs. In fact, in that level of godliness, as the kids say, it doesn't matter. That level is so high. And a Jew realizes, this is where my neshama came from. So this is a level of, like, tshuva. There's nothing to do with sins. We said many times, when Dr. Rebbe was in prison, Yutas Kislev, Dr. Rebbe got out of prison. So the Misnagdim, who got him into prison in the first place, wanted to have debates with him. Okay? First in learning, and then in Hasidic concepts, in Kabbalistic concepts. So one of the things that bothered them in Kabbalah was that it says in the Zohar that one of the functions of Mashiach is Lavsova Tzadikai B'Tiyuvta, to get Tzadikim to do tshuva. That's what it says in the Zohar. These Misnagdish scholars, great people, said, what type of chutzpah is this? Are you telling us that we sinned and therefore Mashiach is going to get us to do tshuva? We don't sin. We're great people. That was their problem. And Dr. Rebbe's famous answer to them was that tshuva is not for sin. As great as a person is, yeah, as super holy they are, compared to Hashem, that doesn't mean you're not great. You're super great. You're a trillion, trillion levels of Kedusha. But you know, compared to infinite, you still got a long way to go. And Dr. Rebbe brought the famous proof from Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, but the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the bush, and he sees this phenomenon, Madula Yivarasna, the bush is burning, and it's not becoming consumed. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, and this is what the pasuk says, Ve'yemim Moshe, Asura no ve'eres ha'mara godol hazeh, let me turn to see this great phenomenon, Madura Layivarasna, why is the sna not burning? Yeah? So Rashi says, what does it mean, let me turn? It's a funny expression. Moshe Rabbeinu says, he comes to the burning bush, and he sees this phenomenon. A bush is burning, and it's not becoming consumed. So what should the pasuk say? It should say, let me see. It doesn't say this. Asura no. Let me turn away from here. So Rashi says in the Medrash, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Asura mikan liskariv l'sham. Let me go away from this level to go there. So the Alter Rebbe said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest, understood that as great as he is, I have to leave my level, I have to turn away from here, and reach godliness. That's the third level of tshuva. It has nothing to do with sin. This yira pnimius that the Rebbe is talking about is not a fear to stop you from sinning, because this level of fear is way above that. This fear is the connection that a person has with Hashem, that Hashem is everything, and everything is Hashem. Like in the Chassidut, in the Sichas, out is alokus, and alokus is out. Everything is godliness, and godliness is everything. That has nothing to do with sin. The lower level of fear stops you from sinning. Right? The lower level of tshuva gets rid of the averus. But this is a completely different level. This is a level of a relationship with a level of godliness which is above it all. And this yira brings a person to that level. And by the way, just for the record, the fact that the Alter Rebbe says it here, that it talks about it, and the fact that the Alter Rebbe is speaking about this level of tshuva, so a person come along and say, who am I to reach that level? But the point is, if the Alter Rebbe says it, the Rebbe says always, that we could reach it. Maybe not continuously, maybe not on a regular basis, but it's possible for every Jew to reach that level at some given time. That world doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is Hashem. By the way, this is in bringing down things to a practical level, which is a very important thing to do in Chassidus. This attitude of Yira, there is no such thing as challenges in Torah and Mitzvahs. Don't get depressed. We're all in the same boat. A person that realizes that the whole world is God and godly, yeah? So how could world, which in essence is God, how could that get in my, in other words, how can God get in my way of serving God? It can't be. It just can't be. How can Hashem get in the way of me serving Hashem? It just can't be. So if a person has this bittul of yira to realize that the whole world is really Hashem, so then any challenge is only Hashem wanting me to reach a greater level. How can Hashem allow me and make me and get me to reach a higher level? He puts the challenge in front of me, but it's Him. It's not an external force really, in reality, blocking me from doing mitzvahs. Because then it's not God. If something is for real stopping me in my mind, if something is really true stopping me from serving Hashem, then there's no way I could do it. But if a person realizes this level of yira, that there's nothing that's not Hashem, and therefore what seems to be a challenge is really fake challenge. Everything's fake today. Fake challenge, because really it's only Hashem giving me an opportunity to reach a higher level rather than stopping me from doing mitzvahs. In other words, the challenge is to reach a higher level, not to block me from doing mitzvahs. If a person ingrains this attitude, internalizes it, then there's nothing stopping a Jew from doing what's right. Is it easier said than done? Yeah, obviously. That doesn't mean we shouldn't strive to it. Mentioned there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, I don't know who it was, but there was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe that said he didn't sin out of haughtiness. Whenever he was about to do something wrong, he said to himself, you know who I am? I'm a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. I'm a very great chassid. I'm a very great man. Do you think I'm going to lower myself, my dignity, to do this? I'm not going to do it. He said that haughtiness is holy. That haughtiness stopped him from sinning. He said, because you know what? I'm a creation of Hashem. How could I lower myself to do something against Hashem? And that stopped him from sinning. Huh?
It's a level.
That's why he's Alter Rebbe's chos, not chos. But he says like this. But to reach this higher level of fear, you first need the lower level of fear doing Torah mitzvahs. Because without Torah mitzvahs, you can't connect. This level of yid is a connection. But what connects, you know, it's very interesting. The Rebbe had it in Kiruv, the Rebbe's Shita, I mean, the Rebbe was the founder of the Kiruv movement. Whoever's going to say differently, it doesn't, but you know, historical facts. But the Rebbe's Shita in Kiruv was much different than everybody else's. Many, many things. The Rebbe's opinion was, you know, many Kiruv things, okay, they'll talk about love, sex, and marriage, and they'll talk about philosophy, and a guy could be there or a girl could be there for months, a month, they'll never ask him to put on tefillin or to bench licht. They say you can't do mitzvahs with that. They're not ready for that yet. This is what they say. And the Rebbe had a different opinion completely. The Rebbe's opinion was the first thing you meet a Jew, do a mitzvah with them. Why? Once you do the mitzvah, they're connected. Nothing else connects, and intellect is not going to connect them. Put tefillin on, light Shabbos candles, whatever the mitzvah may be. Yeah, the Rebbe's sheet was, do a mitzvah with them once, they're already connected. Once they're connected, then you're talking a different ballgame already. Then you can grow with it. But if they're not connected, where are you hacking a chaynik? You're only making a mess. It's in there are Kiev movements that people could be in there for months, and now it already changed because Chabad already penetrated the world. But for months they wouldn't ask the person to put on the phone. When the person is ready, you know, on this, and they'll come to me, and then... But the Rebbe said, why are you wasting the opportunity to connect them? Once you connect them, they're connected. But he says, "Ach, iav shelasik liyir of a chokhmazu, you can't reach this level of fear. Ela bekim teirav mitzis, only by keeping teirav mitzis, ayde yir tatoa chitzainis, through the lower level of fear, because you need to do teirav mitzis to connect. And that's why it says, imein yir ein chokhma. So it goes both ways. You need to reach this level through Torah mitzvahs. Once you do Torah mitzvahs, you're connected, then you can reach a much, much greater level. Okay.